had it, put it down on some new uneven ground. Now I see it in every sound. Held it to the light, made it once and broke it twice. Now I hear it in every side. I hear it in every side.
No Ways Flows to the Sea by Office Dog. I'm so stoked. I've got Kane Strang on the phone with me right now from Office Dog. Kia ora, Kane. How are you this morning?
Kia ora, yeah. I'm really good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm so stoked to be speaking with you today. I'm such a fan of your work and Office Dog stuff, and I feel like your music has been so, like, such a cornerstone to a friendship of mine, so it's really special too, yeah.
That's so nice. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I wanted to start by talking about the name Office Dog. I think it's so sick, but I don't know if you know this, but there's kind of like this whole theme in New Zealand music where there seems to be a lot of references to dogs, and there's actually this whole article about it on Audio Culture from a couple years ago, and it's got all these musicians and tracks where like people have referenced dogs. Anyways, you're kind of continuing the tradition. Is there kind of a story behind that name that you could share?
It's kind of funny. It's actually a name I had in mind for a long time, like probably going back 5 or so years. I don't know, I had this idea of doing sort of just a solo, like a really simple acoustic kind of project, under an alias instead of, like, that was when I was going under my actual name.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, when, like, I started this band with Mitch and Raz, that was kind of floating around already, you know. And we sort of started going, well, yeah, we were trying to come up with other names and stuff because we, I don't know, weren't sure if it was a bit silly or whatever. It's the hardest thing, like naming a band, and I hadn't done it in a long time, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
Because of the solo thing.
Yeah.
But it got to a point where it just kind of stuck, and I always liked how it looked, which sounds kind of weird, but I could really picture it on, like, an album cover. And
totally.
Yeah, so I don't know. There's not a real crazy story about it, I guess, but I yeah, I'm happy we stuck with it now. And, you know, I guess in a way, like, not to get too deep about it, but sometimes, like, I don't know, maybe musicians are all office dogs in a way, you know, bringing a little bit of joy to people's days.
No, while I agree.
Going about things.
I think that's a really lovely way to look at it. I mean, it does, like, when you think about it, it is a little bit of a silly name. But I also, like, it's not, like, initially how I interpreted the name. I think, yeah, that's such a lovely way of thinking about it, though, because, yeah, the office dog running around, it just brings joy.
But, yeah, the dog thing's definitely funny. I remember, like, I think we announced our first show, like, right before that Blunt Dog band. I was talking to some of those guys, and they were like, I think they were just about to start playing, and one of them was like, oh shit, you beat us to it.
the dog name. Yeah, and now there's also the Saltwater Criminals album. Like, it just keeps going. I love it. I'm so here for it. It's actually kind of funny. My friend and I have, like, a bit of an ongoing bit about dogs for some reason, because my name's, like, a lot of people call me Soph, and then that, like, autocorrects to dog, and so it became this whole thing, and we created a whole playlist of dog themed songs. Some of them completely stupid.
That'd be easy to do.
It is easy to do, shockingly, yeah. And but there's a lot of office dog on there as well.
Oh, that's good. That's
yeah,
good.
Of course. Anyways, we're not here to talk about dogs. Getting carried away. We're here to talk about Junk. This lineup is absolutely insane. We've got Saltwater Criminals, The Empty Threats, Twine, Ringlets, Scrambling, Vera Allen, and so many more, including yourself. What does it mean for you guys to be a part of such an amazing lineup, celebrating local music?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, we're really excited. Like, it's one of those ones where, you know, you get the initial email or whatever, and you're just like, yeah, we're in. Like, we'll make it work, you know. I haven't asked the other two guys, but Office Dog will be there. Like, I think, I remember it happening last year. I think I was back down Dunedin and definitely had a bit of, like, FOMO around not being able to attend or play. So, yeah, stoked to be asked. And, yeah, like, it's going to be a crazy night. So many good bands.
Yeah, totally. It's going to be so awesome. I think also, like, it's such a, it's not, like, really a niche, I guess, but it's such a, like, genre of music where, like, if you like one of these bands, you're going to like the rest of them. And, like, that's such
totally
a nice thing. And I think there's such a really, like, there's such a cool community that brings together the love for the bands on this lineup, which is so sick.
Yeah. No, like, I mean, so many of these people are good friends of ours, and I think over the last couple years we've sort of been I don't know, just probably, like, inspiring each other in different ways. Like, I know, like, we sort of started right when, like, Ringlets were starting, and I don't know if it's like a scene or whatever you want to call it, but it's a cool thing.
Yeah, totally. And I think that's, like, such a thing in New Zealand too. I feel like so many bands are, like, one, also so interconnected, like Mitchell's also in Saltwater Criminals, and, like, the, like, awning crossover as well. I don't know. Everyone knows everybody and everyone's playing for everybody, which is so cool.
Yeah.
Like, I love it. But I think we're all bouncing off each other, which is such a lovely community.
Yeah. I think Mitch has about a 5-minute break between those two sets, which is kind of funny.
Shit. Well, he's going to be having fun.
Yeah, he'll be working hard.
Is there anyone on the lineup you're particularly excited to see after your set or before your set?
Oh, well, you know, I'm a bit biased. I'm stoked about the Dunedin bands coming up.
Yeah.
Like Hoha and Pearly. Like, but yeah, Hoha, they were, I saw them at camp in the noisy room. And yeah, it blew me away. I think they were just kind of improvising as well. And that was amazing. I also saw, I did see Twine when they were over.
Yeah.
I saw them at the Crown. And that was incredible. So yeah, really excited to see them again. But totally. Honestly, just kind of everyone. Like, I've kind of been lying a bit low, and I'm just happy to be back up and going to some shows and yeah, seeing some live music.
100%. And surprisingly, I actually haven't seen you guys play live before, which is crazy because, you know, as I said, I've like, I'm always going on and on about how you guys are some of, like, one of my favorite bands making music in Aotearoa, and I still haven't seen you play, which is ridiculous. But what can people kind of expect from an Office Dog set? What's the vibe?
The vibe. I don't know, like, We're going to try, like, some new stuff, which is exciting.
Ooh,
like,
cool.
It's been a little while since we... last year was, like, pretty busy for us, just boring the things we'd already put out, and there wasn't a lot of time to make new things. So, yeah, we're at least trying one, like, quite high-energy new one, which, you know, I still need to write some lyrics for. But, yeah, hopefully we get through that. But, yeah, I don't know, really, like... We just try to give it everything every time, and we love playing together, and we just want to have fun, you know,
totally.
Really.
Totally. And I actually feel like it's quite crazy to think about, like, I don't know, you guys have only been making music together for quite a relatively short time. You only released your debut album Spiel together at the end of 2023, and you know, you all kind of came from these different backgrounds in music, yourself being a solo project up until 2021. What's it kind of like reflecting on your development as a band since you began working together?
Yeah, I mean, it's a crazy thing. I remember getting, we like went to America at the end of last year and got back and I saw a photo from our first show, and I realized, like, our first show hadn't even been 2 years ago yet.
Crazy.
Like, all that had just kind of happened out of nowhere. And it was extra weird for me because Office Dog was kind of meant to be, like, this really simple thing, like, where we were just going to self-release Spiel originally. And then, Flying Nuns got on board at the last minute, and then... Right before it came out with them, like, this American label came on board and stuff, so it all kind of snowballed, and yeah, just got a bit crazier than we were expecting, I think. So we've kind of just been taking some time to, like, almost get back to the basics, as, like, cheesy as that sounds, and just remember what we want to do and why we started it, and not let all this stuff going on around us, like, kind of distract from just writing music that we like.
totally. And I did want to talk about kind of your what's kind of in the mix now, because your EP Doggerland came out in September last year, and it was one of my favorite releases from 2024. I think it's so great.
Thanks.
And
thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. The record kind of saw you guys experiment a little bit more with the genre of rock, particularly with a track like Dump No Waste, Flows to the Sea. And I think the title itself, Doggerland, is such a great metaphor for the kind of reflective nature of some of the lyrics, and like talking about, like, resurfacing oneself after a loss. And I read that this EP was kind of like acting as a bridge between Spiel and a second album which might come from you guys. What kind of direction are you looking to take your collective sound and writing now?
I guess for me, like, Spiel was this really sort of, like, straightforward, I mean, it wasn't completely straightforward, but It was pretty, like, typical for a three-piece guitar band, you know? You know what I mean? Like, a lot of the loud, quiet sort of thing, and, stuff like that. And I think, I don't know, I just have a really short attention span, and I feel like, okay, we've done that thing now. And I really just want to sort of try, like, push what I can do with a guitar a little bit, and not just keep releasing the same record over and over, essentially.
Totally.
I've just been like experimenting with a lot of different sort of open guitar tunings and things like that, just to try like shake some of those old habits and patterns off. I'm really just trying to experiment. That's my whole thing. I think I was struggling for a few months, like, okay, I've got to write an album now.
Mm.
And that's quite intimidating. So I've sort of tried to shift my focus from that sort of approach to like, okay, I'm not writing an album. I'm just experimenting with songwriting and hopefully some songs come out of that.
Yeah, totally. And you kind of touched on a little bit earlier there, talking about your US tour, which was so sick. Mm. You guys have had such great international reception to the band as well. Tell me a bit about that experience touring the States. What's it been like coming back to Aotearoa after your time overseas?
I mean, it was a really hectic but amazing experience. Like, just because we were opening for Nada Surfer, are quite like, you know, they're like a big established band, I guess. We were getting to play some amazing venues, like real classic spots like the Troubadour in LA and things like that. Again, I just kept sort of having to step back and be like, I just couldn't believe it was happening, really. Like, I toured the States years ago, like 2017, and I kind of thought, well, you know, that's the one time I'm gonna do that sort of thing, and then all of a sudden we're there and it's happening. But yeah, it's hard sometimes, just because it's so busy and there's so much travel and you're exhausted. It can be hard to just zone out from all that and just enjoy the little things, I guess, like totally. Enjoy the fact you're there. But I'm so glad we did it. Like, the main reason we wanted to do it, aside from like meeting people who knew our music over there, was just to like get more familiar with playing like larger rooms and things like that, because I don't know, like we played the Town Hall before Dinosaur Jr. here, and just before, like earlier last year, and I honestly just like felt like I was having an out-of-body experience, because I'm so not used to like playing those kind of rooms.
Yeah.
And I wanted to feel comfortable in those kind of environments. So yeah, it was really good for us as a band, and just good to like play a lot.
Totally. Oh, well, I'm so excited to see you guys play this weekend. I did hear that this might be the last band, this band's last show for a bit, which I'm so sad to hear. Is that true?
Yeah, not for a long time. Necessarily. I just think I'm at a point where I just don't want to lock anything else in and just go full focus on getting some new music together. So
yeah,
I'm actually staying, because I've been living down south, so we haven't even been in the same town for a while.
Right.
Like, the plan now is I'm gonna stay up here for a bit, and we're just gonna get to work.
Right. Awesome. Oh, well, things to look forward to then.
Yeah, exactly.
And all the more reason to go to Junk and catch Office Dog this weekend. I've just been chatting to Kane Strang from Office Dog. You can catch Office Dog at Junk Festival this Saturday, happening across Whammy, Double Whammy and Public Bar. And Office Dog is playing at Double Whammy from 9 o'clock to 9:30. So don't miss it. It's going to be so sick. Thank you so much for chatting with me, Kane. It was such a pleasure.
No worries. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'm going to play Big Air, because I think it's such a good boogie track, and definitely hyping you up for the festival. This is also, my friend got me the CD of Spiel for my birthday, so I'm playing it on CD, nice. Which is really nice. So that's cool.
Anyway,
I'm going to play that. Thanks so much, Kane. I'll catch you later.
Cool, thank you.
Bye.
All right, see you. Bye.